AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it a piece of a vanished jetliner? Investigators are now examining a wing part that washed up on an island in the western Indian Ocean almost a year and a half after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared with 239 people on board. Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss tells Australian Broadcasting.
It's the first real evidence that there is a possibility that a part of the aircraft may have been found.
But expert Philip Butterworth-Hayes says we may not learn much from this wing part.
It doesn't take us that far unless we actually look at that very carefully, the wreckage, and identify whether it came from the aircraft when it was in the air or whether it was on impact when it hit the water.
But for Jaquita Gomez, who lost her husband on Flight 370.
We can have some sort of closure until they bring the whole aircraft back. And then I can give my husband the peace that he needs.
Now to Rio, where we have discovered that the athletes who compete in next summer's Olympics will be swimming and boating in filthy water tainted with humid sewage. A serious health risk for the athletes, so we went right to the International Olympic Committee's medical director, Richard Budgett.
We're doing everything we can and following all the expert advice to make sure that there is no increase in risk for the athletes and their health is protected.
Fired University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing will be in court today charged with murder in the shooting death of a black motorist who didn't have a front license plate on his car. The Cincinnati police chief Jeffrey Blackwell says the video that captured the traffic stop is very clear and the charges are warranted. This is AP Radio News. This is the happy 50th birthday of Medicare and Medicaid. Here is our Ross Simpson.
When President Lyndon B. Johnson signed Medicare and Medicaid into law on July 30, 1965, roughly half of Americans 65 and older had no health insurance.
No longer will young families see their own incomes and their own hopes eaten away simply because they're carrying out their deep moral obligations to their parents and to their uncles and their aunts.
Today, Medicare and Medicaid together cover about one in three Americans. Ross Simpson, Washington.
We will get some new growth estimates from the government today of the economy. Many economists think that the things are improving after a brutal winter. Economists think a steadily improving job market is helping. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.